you're tired of trying to get people to call you, or if you're tired of, you know, going out and finding people for your business so that you can keep the business afloat, in this video, I'm going to show you three simple ways where you can get people to actually call you. And so you don't have to beg for business. You don't have to go out and look for it. Okay. So welcome to Market Abilities. My name is Lucas. In this podcast, we're all about helping you grow, build, develop anything business related. And we help you some marketing things, maybe some personal development. We kind of hit everywhere in between. And so in this episode today, we're going to talk about how we can get people to call you so that you don't have to go fishing for more, customers. You don't have to pick up the phone and you try to make phone calls and get ghosted or anything like that. Like, we're going to have people call you. And so we're going to hit on three simple areas that can make it so much better. Okay. So say you've got people coming to your website, right? And you got people coming to your social media pages and they want to reach out to you, but it's kind of hard, right? Like they want to work with you. They see you do great work, but they have trouble finding your phone number. Well, that's freaking step one. Okay. Make it easy to find your phone number. Make it big, make it obvious, make it say call anytime or whatever. So that is number one, put your phone number everywhere. Make sure it's in the description. Make sure it's in all of your content that you're posting in the description of the content. Make sure that when they go to your webpage, your homepage for the first time, that the biggest thing and the most apparent thing, use colors, is that you want them to call you now for a quote or for whatever your service is. Make it so obvious that, like, that's the first step. Like, that's the step that they need to take if they want to work with you. That's the step that they need to trigger to work with you. Now, you know how things are nowadays with people. People don't like to pick up the phone. They don't like to do this. They don't like to do that. So the next thing that you have to have is whenever they click on that thing, or maybe say, do a little bit of coaching before the call. You know, whenever they click on it and say, or, you know, they want to start calling, even in your ads and stuff, say, hey, the best way that you can get a quote fast is if you ask these three questions as soon as the call is picked up, you know, so that they're not confused at what to say, because I think oftentimes people aren't clearly aware of what they want. You know, they're not totally sure of what they want. And, some people are, right? And they'll get right to the point. But there's a lot of people who will beat around the bush and give you a story and they're like, I don't really know how to ask the right question. And so if you can do any preliminary coaching on them so that you're not wasting their time, they're not wasting your time, it's going to be a huge, huge win, because then they are going to feel confident calling you, knowing what to ask, knowing what questions that need to get answered so that you guys can move forward and either work together or not work together. And so, yeah, just make it so abundantly clear how they need to communicate with you. And then the last thing that I will say is, you need to be picking up the phone. Like, you got to have somebody there. And if you can't pick up the phone in that moment, try to call them back within 5 to 15 minutes, because otherwise people won't feel valued, especially if they're calling like during business hours. Now, if they're not calling during like a normal business hour time, I think there's some leeway there, and you can maybe even, put that type of information into your voicemail just to make it very abundantly clear. Hey, you know, we're normally answering calls around this time. If you call past this time, it's probably more likely that we'll call back the next day. So something like that, right? But yeah, just pick up the phone, be assertive. Like, most people, depending on your industry, they want help right now. Like, we live in the very microwave economy, right? Where people want stuff like immediately. Like, they want it ASAP as possible, as Michael would say. And so the faster that you can be to answering your phone, and it doesn't have to be you, it doesn't have to be the business owner. You know, it can be, you can have someone hired to be like, answer the phone, and they can, get all the information, ask the right questions, send it to you. You can do the quote, or somebody else in your department can, you know, do the quote and then get it back to them. And if you're doing that within an hour, man, I'm telling you, customers, and people are going to be like more confident to call you, because, they're going to talk, right? Word of mouth is such a big deal. So they're going to talk and they're like, yeah, they answered my phone call right away. And not only did they answer my phone call, they went through all the questions, they answered all my questions, and then they got me a quote within an hour or two or whatever it is. It's a big deal. It's a big, big deal for you to do that because, you know, speed wins a lot of the time. There's a lot of time that people who drag their feet on just getting a quote to somebody, even though they might be better at it than the other person, the other person went with the other person because they got to them quicker. You know, even if the quote was off or they might not do as good of a job, they don't really know that because, you know, you didn't ever really make it to the party because you were slow. So any way you can enhance the speed of picking up the phone, getting the quote out to the person, answering any questions they have, any concerns, you can, you know, go through all of that, the quicker, the better, because then that puts them one step closer to actually giving you freaking money for the thing that you do or for the thing that you're providing, which is the whole thing. Like, you want people to give you money for what you're doing and what you're providing. You know, and so one last little tip is, you know, just your messaging. Like, don't, a lot of time you're messaging, don't say like, contact us or fill out this form or, you know, like you need to make it actionable, like in immediate and almost like this needs to happen now. So you put call now in all caps, you put, apply now. In all caps, or get a report now, get a quote now, you know, like it's literally putting this emergency type of language in your marketing. So when they go out to fill out the form, when they go out to call you, it's like they need to do it now. Like it's a little subconscious thing telling that potential customer that, hey, you need to do this now because this is what you want. And so, you know, some people need that little push. They need a little urgency to actually go ahead and work on the thing that they need to work on. And I think one of the last things I'll say is a pretty short podcast. One of the last things I'll say is just put it everywhere. Like, even if it's big on your website, people might still, you know, they'll still scroll and check you out and stuff. Make sure it's on every page. Make sure that on each page, where you want them to go to fill out a form or to call, just make sure it's on every page to where they can easily, like once they make the decision that they want to even try to work with you, it's right there. They don't have to go back and find it. Because the more steps you put in between somebody triggering the thing that they need to do to work with you and actually working with you, the more steps you put in between, the less conversions you're going to have. And the less conversions you have, it means the less money that you have. and also the less people that you impact. And so if you want less money and less impact, then put a lot of stuff in the way because that's what's going to happen. This is very simple and everything. And then I have to touch on this because of who we are here at Growing Media. You know, we are a marketing agency that, man, we pride ourselves on making tons of content for our clients. And the content is what really drives people in to the extent of like, you're not really having to go out and get customers. Cause that's the ultimate mission, is for you to sit back and get and receive the phone calls, receive the intake forms, have people just walk into your business and spend money with you. That's what marketing is all about, is that so that we can, you know, help you with that. So if you haven't started your content marketing strategy yet, I would encourage you, just go to growingmediamarketing.com. Fill out our contact form. Let us know how we can help you. Let us know where you're at, what your budget is. We work within any budget and we would love to help you grow your business. Because the biggest thing is that if you put content out, you don't know who's going to see it. You don't know who's going to interact with it. And you don't even know, it doesn't even matter if they like it or subscribe to it or anything. They may still just click buy. And it wouldn't have been without that piece of marketing that they would have never bought, right? And then if they like it enough, which they probably will because you have a great business, then they're going to tell people about it. And then those people, out of some of those people, they're going to buy. And then those people are going to tell some people about it. And it's just going to explode from there. But you never know until you start putting stuff out, you know, and stop chasing things and start attracting the people that want to work with you. So that's just my encouragement. And we know it works because we do it for all of our clients, and we've, you know, grown revenues for many of our clients, or we've gotten more people in the door, right? And it's such a big deal. It's such a big, such a relief whenever you don't have to go chase people for your business. So growingmediamarketing.com, we would love to work with you. If you guys want to be on the podcast, we'd love to have you. So hit us up, leave a comment on YouTube, or hit us up on social media, or go to growingmediamarketing.com and just leave us a message. We'd love to hear from you. Again, hope you guys have a beautiful week, and I will see you next week.